help in exhibits and everywhere else that he was needed, and going out and raising funds.
And then that is raising awareness in the sighted community regarding the blindness community and our abilities. And I'm sure Abby is looking down on us at
the whole convention, because he hasn't missed one in a very, very long time. So I'm sure that he's with us in spirit. Thanks so much, you guys. God bless.
This is Christy Crespin, and when John Mavis spoke to us last night, he sat at the table with Nellie Emerson, and he told her that John Catalano passed.
This is Frank Welty from the San Francisco chapter. We lost a couple of members since the last convention, Al and Connie Gill. Al in the spring and Connie later in the year. And of course, Al and Connie were longtime CCB members, very active, and they were very much a part of our community. And we will remember their contributions for a long time.
Well, good morning. My name is Lupi Madrona from Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. We just lost a member a couple of weeks ago to cancer, Mr. Johnny Owens. And I also lost my mom last year. I haven't been here for a few conventions because I helped to take care of her for over 6 years. Put my life on the back burner for her. But now she's gone and she's in heaven. And so now I'm ready to go and start helping out in any way I can. Thank you.
Hi, this is Karen Schroeder with the ACB Capital Chapter. We lost my first vice president, Kathy Berman. I'm going to say, won her battle with cancer because she is now at peace in heaven. And she was an amazing contributor to our chapter in so many ways, with bringing baked goods for the raffle that everybody would buy more tickets just to get her baked goods. And she helped us create little cards, informational cards to hand out about our chapter. She was just very much a quiet help to our chapter, and she's very much missed. But the good thing is that her husband has remained in our chapter, being fully sighted, and is volunteering and continuing to help and participate. So that's a really good thing.
Good morning, this is Nellie Emerson, and I would like us to remember Teddy Joy Remhild, who was a dynamic member of the CCB and did a lot of service in many parts of the organization and was a friend to many of us. I also want to remember Steve Holmes, who was in Sacramento, and he was a member a long time ago in Riverside, and very helpful through good times and bad times. And I'd like for us to remember him.
Hello, this is Steve Fort from Bavia Chapter, and we lost a really dear member last year, someone who I think worked for me for 30 years, and we managed business enterprise stands together, and for years she has been devoted to Bavia Chapter and serving as our treasurer. And three years ago, Al Gill, her birthday happened to be on the same day of the meeting, our monthly meeting, and Al Gill commended her for years of service and dedication to the blind, to blind people, and I'm just so happy that she was there to hear the news from such champion advocate of blind concerns. And Ida Johnson was 77, I believe. She'll be missed.
This is Stephanie from the East LA CCB chapter, and this past January we lost Mr. Phil Garcia. The Garcias have been hosting our chapter meetings for over 45 years, and we lost his wife the prior year. The family has committed to continue to support and host our meetings at their home. Phil was looking forward to his 95th birthday. It was only going to be a week away, and he got ill and was hospitalized for pneumonia. He was getting better, was looking forward to his birthday, took a nap, and never woke up. But he's looking over us now.
There's no more hands.
Thank you very much. Let's have a moment of silence for all those we've lost this year. Thank you. We're getting some music bleeding that's going do 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 do. It's driving me nuts. So we need to see if we can figure out where that's coming from.